know, even early jazz took some of the classics. They would do jazz, but really it began big during the big band era, although there were still jazz groups, that a lot of music from classical was adapted to the dance style, the big band style, the jazz style, both with the suite and the hot bands. And so we're following this year, our Glenn Miller thing we're doing is those records that did not sell big millions, but he recorded. And there's always a discrepancy. This is, of course, the Anvil Chorus, which is from Il Trovatore, the opera. And it's either, you can see listings of either the 14th, the 13th of January, 1940. I have it here on the recording that it was done on December 13th, 1940. At the Victor Studios in New York, and they had to do a two-side. This was a biggie. This is two-side 78.
Yeah.
Because it went 452. Arranged by Jerry Gray, who was one of the most famous arrangers in swing. And then what is amazing here is that we get to hear some drumming. Miller didn't have much.
No. But I guess for the Anvil Chorus, so you've got to have
this is the Anvil Chorus. So we have a Tex Beneke solo, Billy May on trumpet, Mo Pirtle, and then Ernie Caceres on clarinet. That screaming.
Yeah, that's screaming. Yeah, yeah, beautiful.
He played alto sax, baritone, and clarinet. So there you go. Victor Studios, New York.
And that's kind of a hot track for Miller, right?
For Miller. Well, I'll tell you, like we played for so many years, if you hear his broadcasts and you get off the commercial recordings, he did a lot of stuff that was terrific.
Yeah.
But he knew what to sell. You know, he knew what went. And I guess for most people, the most famous thing is it was In the Mood.
Sure.
So there you go. Ted Grossman with you on Night Train as we're past our second hour. Bob Weinberg is with us. And I must read from the official biography from Mr. Bell, who says, an associate editor, columnist, and feature writer for Jazz Is Magazine. That is the one that is available by subscription.
Yes, that's correct.
Online, you can find out the information on that. And then an online monthly magazine, Jazz and Blues Florida. Contributes stories also to the Herald, Sun Sentinel, and South Florida Arts Beat, of course, with Ed when applicable. Or applicable.
Right? Yeah, I guess it depends on what neighborhood you're in.
You know, that's right. Yeah. Here downtown, it's applicable.
But yeah, Ed's been a great friend, all of you guys here at the station have been
Ed
wonderful.
Ed has widened his knowledge because he covers everything in the arts. I mean, he's done paintings. He covered paintings and all kinds of festivals. But inside, he's still the jazz man.
Oh, absolutely. And I have to just give a shout out because Ed and Len and China Vallis, of course, were sort of my mentors, listening to them on the radio growing up. And, that I just absorbed the music that they played and really guided my tastes in a big way.
And evidently, it hasn't affected you at all, so you're still with us.
That's right.
You know, so you're okay.
It's helped me with my vow of poverty.
I don't see you breaking out. What have you lined up for us, Bob?
Yeah, what are we listening to? How about a little bit of Illinois Jaquette?
Yes.
Let's see, what were we listening to? How about the Savoy Blip?
Can you give us all the information on that?
I can give you some of the information, including when it was recorded.
Right, and who's in? Do you know who's in the group?
I do not, other than Illinois, and probably Russell Jaquette was probably in there as well. But this was recorded... also in January, January 8th, 1946, for the Savoy label.
Yes.
And that's what I've got. Savoy Blip, and it was also known as Jacket and No Vest, kind of as we were talking about before.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, let's listen.
Thank you. Broadway blues. I don't want you no more. Go away blues. I don't want you no more. You're an awful bore and an eyesore. I don't want you no more. Go away blues. Anywhere you choose, your bad news. Go away blues. True, you've been faithful to me, a provider of sadness. But my new recipe is for good old wholesome gladness. Go away blues. I don't want you around. Go away blues. You bring me down. You're not the one to have fun. Go away blues.
Type of baby, and I ain't got no use for you. Seven days you play the races, seven nights you stay out late. You always caught in funny places, every guy you think he's great. Glamour girl, I've found you'll never do. You just a play type of baby, and I ain't got no use for you. Twelve o'clock is rising hours. You think that's a crime? You better get you another place for chowing, 'cause I'm through feeding your mind. Glamour girl, I've found you'll never do. You just a plain type of baby, and I ain't got no use for you. Is is much too slow for me. Now the fastest thing that's leaving is much too slow for me. For 9 long years I've tried to believe you. That was just a fool and me.
Cried the long night through. Well, you can cry me a river, cry me a river. I cried a river over you. Now you say you're sorry for being so untrue. Nearly drove me out of my head. Well, you'd never shed a tear. Remember, I remember all that you said. You told me love was too plebeian. You told me you were through with me. And now you say you want me. Well, just to prove you do. I cried a river over you. Want me. Well, just to prove you do, go on and cry me a river. Cry me a river. Why cry to me?
Nothing's wrong with nothing since you came my way. Everything's okay with me. Nothing's wrong with nothing, la-di-da-di-day. I'm as happy as can be. Now, I used to worry and feel blue, but you came along and then the sun broke through. You little old sugar-coated muffin. Nothing's wrong with nothing since I fell in love with you. You came my way. Everything's okay with me. Nothing's wrong with nothing, la-di-da-di-day. I'm as happy as can be. I'm so lucky. Things are so good. I'd better stop now and knock on wood. You little old sugar-coated muffin. Nothing's wrong with nothing since I fell in love with you. You little charmer, since I fell in love with you.
Thank you.
Okay. Who opened up? You played what? Jaquette to start?
Yeah, we were listening to Illinois Jaquette. That's right.
Okay, and then I came in with a thing called Go Away Blues, which you kind of liked. Got a chuckle.
Yeah.
Betty Roche. You played from this album last week. Eddie Costa vibes, Conti Condoli on trumpet, Don Trenor piano, Whitey Mitchell bass, and Davey Williams drums. April of 1956. She was the first to record with Ellington.
Take the A-Train, right?
Take the A-Train. Yeah. It was the song with words.
Yeah.
In 52. And also in Black, Brown, and Beige, she was the first to sing the blues portion when she was with Ellington.
Yeah.
This is recorded for Bethlehem, April of 1956.
That had some fun lyrics in there, I think. Kind of
go away. And her style. She was very, very good.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you just came in with...
And then we were just listening to Freddie Cole.
No, first T-Bone.
Before Fred, that's right. That's right, we had T-Bone Walker in the middle there with Glamour Girl, which was a tune from, I believe, 1950. And if I can find the jacket, I can be more specific about that. But T-Bone Walker, of course, a great innovator who influenced everybody, including B.B. King.
Trouble with many of these CDs, folks, they don't give you the information.
This one actually did.
Not even who's in the group that people are singing with. Can you find it?
I can. Give me. Oh, okay, there it is. Hiding in Plain Sight, as they used to say. But, this was a track from 1950 on the Imperial label with T-Bone Walker, of course, on guitar and vocals. And let's see who else was on there. We had Eddie Hutcherson on trumpet, Edward Hale on alto sax, Eddie Davis screaming on the tenor, Jim Wynn also on tenor and Barry sax, Zell Kindred on piano, Buddy Woodson on bass, Robert Sims on drums, recorded in L.A. At the Imperial Studios, I imagine, April 5th, 1950. Glamour Girl by the great T-Bone Walker.
Very good. Then we played Cry Me a River, which seems that you happen to like that song, too.
Oh, yeah. Anytime somebody uses a word like plebeian and can rhyme I'm impressed.
And it's not Johnny Mercer. Because we were both thinking of the Julie London rendition and the jacket cover.
And the beautiful, cover.
But this is a lady I think you should know. And if you don't, you should know of her. Alexis Cole. Do you know Alexis Cole?
I do. I believe they've sent me some of her recordings.
Well, she's a local.
Quite good.
She's from South Florida.
Oh, I did not know
her. Her first CD I played through the years she sent me, she does a great rendition of Night Train. And I don't know what bugged me. I start to call and investigate more about her, and I get her manager. And it's amazing because now she's either late 20s or early 30s, and she joined the Army. And she's singing, you know, the services have all these jazz bands.
Sure.
She's singing for the Knights, which is the jazz band at West Point.
Wow.
She's a staff sergeant. And they sent me, we played last week a tune of hers. She sent me of that band. But this is one of her civilian, if you will. This was from...
Didn't sound like an Army band. That's
April 28th and 29th of 2010. Well, those jazz bands, you can't tell. They're all... You know, but she's in the service now with this. And I don't think she was
in... So that's the fortunes of the jazz world now.
I don't think she was in when she sent me the original Night Train. I think Ed Bell turned me on to her, was telling me about her. But she did this Night Train. We tried to get as many copies of Night Train.
Of course.
And she's backed by, Eric Alexander on tenor. He's out of Chicago, right? Joe Rotondi on trumpet, Steve Davis trombone, Dave Hazeltine, or is it Hazeltine?
Once again, it depends on what neighborhood you say. Ovaltine, I say Ovaltine.
Well, John Weber on bass and Joe Farnsworth drums, New York City.
Yeah, but I believe those guys do have a Chicago pedigree, quite a few of them, right?
Eric Alexander.
Yeah, and Rotondi maybe too.
Delmark label.
Yeah.
So there you go. And then you came back with a man who's going to be in town, folks. Mark your calendar.
That's right. Nat's little brother, Freddie Cole. That was a wonderful tune, Nothing's Wrong with Nothing. It's a real charmer by Timmy Rogers and Al Fields originally. And I don't know, maybe you know this one, Ted, but I assume that comes from either the 30s or 40s. Timmy Rogers was, according to these notes here, was a comic, a singer, a dancer, occasional songwriter.
Yes, he did. He used to be on television in the 50s and 60s, I believe. And they all went through. They went through Black Vaudeville, so they all sang and danced and acted, did everything.
And Nat King Cole covered some of his tunes as well.
Was that a King Cole tune that he played, that he sang? It sounds like the early Cole trios. That's the kind of, you know, he did tunes like My Buddy's Best Girl. Or, you know, he made those titles. We talked about titles. King Cole did those type of numbers.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Nothing's Wrong with Nothing, and your My Little Sugar-Coated Muffin. It's just fun stuff.
Even the Frim Fram sauce was his. So.
Yeah, and you have some really nice work on that cut by Randy Napoleon on guitar. I just love his playing. And he also, I believe, he produced this. Or no, actually, it was Joe Fields produced this.
Is he related to the famous Napoleon people who were traditional jazz people and the pianists and so forth? Any relation?
That's a good question.
You don't hear that name often unless...
But you can probably ask him when he performs next month. He's going to be, I believe, February 4th through 6th at Jazz's Nightlife in Boca Raton. And then he'll be February 12th at the Broward Center
for
the Gold Coast.
Yes, that's our next Gold Coast Jazz Concert.
Yes.
Freddie. And what, you know, when you see these people perform, who are singers and piano players... When we play their records, their CDs, we don't realize because it's the vocal that counts. But when you see them, you realize what great musicians they are.
Yeah,
they stretch out and they play. Laston Harris is another one. Have you seen Laston?
Oh yeah, he's some player.
I mean, he played with Marsalis at the Kennedy Center. So not only does Freddie Cole sing, you've seen, but he's gonna give everybody a chance to stretch out music.
Yeah, I was surprised in seeing Andy Bay several years ago, and I just recently received the solo album on which he sings and plays piano, and his playing is wonderful. It's very sophisticated, and it's certainly geared toward his vocals.
You know, I think most of them started out learning piano first. That's why.
Yeah.
Sarah Vaughan was piano player.
Right, Shirley Horn.
And she never gave it up, Horn. She always played. Carmen. Yeah. Carmen played piano, you know. And Nina Simone on our first record.
That's right,
she played.
Absolutely. Sure
so did. They did that, and then every piano player wants to sing. I think that's what it is. Bob Weinberg's with us, columnist and writer for Jazz's Magazine, and also the monthly online magazine, Jazz and Blues Florida. Is that .com?
Yes, correct. Jazz Blues.
Just pick it up right there in the house. Yep. And he covers the... everything that's coming in town. You do record reviews or
not so much for Jazz Blues Florida. Basically, the format is we will interview someone who either is here in South Florida or is coming through South Florida.
So you're giving some of our South Florida people
absolutely. And then we do previews. The other writer there is Bill Meredith, longtime jazz writer here in South Florida.
Wonderful to cover and get on. We have such a plethora of talent in this city.
Absolutely.
The people are great who we have here. Okay, can we go to Kansas City? That's not the tune, but we're going to Kansas City style, all right?
No argument here.
Okay.
Thank you. nothing seems okay. When you're feeling lonely and nothing seems okay, just drop your troubles and jump your blues away. Well, you have no troubles, boy, that's all alive. You can't drown no troubles, boy, that's all alive. So I'll be jumping the blues until the day I die. Now, 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 if you want one creature, say she's going to stay. If you want one creature and say she's going to stay. Don't drink no booze, just jump your blues away. Thank you.
necessarily so. The thing that you're liable to read in the Bible, it ain't necessarily so. Why do who lay down and died? Little David was small, but oh my. Why do Zimbamboodaloo, oodla da wada, scatty why? It ain't. Necessarily so. Ain't Nessa, ain't Nessa, ain't Nessa, ain't Nessa, ain't necessarily so.
Well, I started the session there, young fella. I said Kansas City Blues, Jay McShann.
Yes.
And, you know, if you hear McShann with a big band, which he had for years, it sounds like Basie. They had that same style. It was blues-oriented.
Kansas City sound, yeah.
And this was a tune called Jumpin' the Blues, originally written by Jay McShann and Charlie Parker, so it goes way back. This is recordings of August 3, 8, and 10 of 1978. And in this group, Jay McShann, of course, plays piano and shouts the blues. It's some group. Earl Warren on alto. Earl Warren was with the great Basie bands when he first hit it big in the late 30s. Remember, Basie had to have an alto player that just played. That's who you followed in the band. Played everything perfectly pure, no improvising. For years it was Marshall Royal. I mean,
right.
Earl Warren. And he did some singing, Earl Warren. He's in the group. And Herbie Mann is on tenor. That was Herbie Mann on tenor. Doc Cheatham on trumpet. Dickie Wells on trombone. There's another bass here. Now get this, John Scofield on guitar. Eddie Gomez bass and Connie Kay drums. And you came in.
What year did we say that?
78.
Wow, okay. Yeah, Jay McShann just passed away. I guess it must have been not too long ago.
We'll check it. I think it's longer than we think.
Yeah.
And then you came in. Did you have Mr. Cleanhead Vincent in there?
We did indeed have Mr. Cleanhead Vincent from the album Eddie Vincent Sings, Cleanhead's Back in Town. And, of course, that was It Ain't Necessarily So from the great Porgy and Bess.
Rightfully to play it because it was in town last Wednesday.
Right, up in Palm Beach.
Up in Palm Beach has been playing.
Yes, and of course, Cleanhead does his own treatment of that, which is okay. One of my favorites. Great band. That's from September of 1957. Mr. Vincent, of course, on the vocals. Joe Newman on trumpet. Harry Coker on trombone. Charles Foulkes, who we just talked about.
So, Basie people.
Playing on the baritone. Nat Pierce on piano. Ed Jones on bass, and I'm not sure if Mr. Cleanhead was playing the alto.
They all played with Basie.
Yeah.
Do you think he could have played Sportin' Life in the play?
Oh, absolutely. Well, it was written with Cab Calloway
Cab
in mind,
Calloway,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I mentioned Jay McShann, as the calendar shows. He was born on the 12th of January, 09. That's 1909. Muskegee, Oklahoma.
Ought 9, as he said.
Ought 9. Zet, as they say in Britain, zero Zet. And we backed it up with, to me, and we say, the best woman piano. If I say to you, a woman piano player, who's the greatest, you're going to say to me? Marion McCartland.
Well, no, I was thinking of Mary Lou Williams.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. But
I do love Marion, sure, Marion McPartland.
Nobody touches Dorothy Donegan.
Dorothy Donegan, sure.
D.D. Blues, and again, they never list. You can go to discographies, unknown bass and drummer. This was a Capitol recording in 1959. She just knocks everybody out.
Yeah,
I had
an opportunity to interview her
Did
years
you?
Ago.
Character, right?
She was supposed to come to town, and unfortunately she took ill. So she did cancel that show. Joan Cartwright was bringing in a wonderful women in jazz performance, and Dorothy Donegan was slated to come to town. Unfortunately, she was laid up in bed and couldn't make it, but she did talk to me on the phone, and she was fantastic, and she told me about sharing a piano bench with Duke Ellington, and apparently Duke was quite friendly to her, I guess you could say.
I'll tell you, she probably went to her grave with so many stories. I mean, my goodness. She goes back to the 30s, and we talk about Gershwin. She was in the. Was she in the movie, the Gershwin movie, or is it no? That's Hazel Scott. I'm sorry,
Scott.
I'm thinking she was in a movie with Woody Herman. But those years, the black entertainers were just shown separately performing.
Right, so they could cut them out when they sent them to the south.
Sad. Yeah, it's we're past at least that. Thank goodness.
Thank God.
Okay, can we move on? Are we moving on? Bob Weinberg, Ted Grossman with you on Night Train. And we'll take it up to the hour. And we'll be here till midnight. You're welcome. Grab yourself a refreshment. Stay in the music room. It's a very much of a blues-oriented show tonight here on the train. Thank you.
Now you're coming to it. Oh, that's a boy.